right, another ooky spooky session has begun. This is your reading for Tuesday, July 30th. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVXMediaNet on TikTok or Instagram. Cards today, the theme is the star. Keywords for this are hope, inspiration, and positivity. The tool card is the inverted seven of wands. This is giving up, surrendering, or yielding. Obstacle, inverted three of wands, frustration, obstacles, and delays. Our advice card is the King of Cups. The message here is to bring personal ambitions into line with group objectives. All right, now this is a good change of fortune. The star in our theme position is a symbol of positivity and hope for things to come. It's also a reminder that we need to have faith in ourselves, to believe in our resilience and our innate inner power. The tool card probably sounded bad based on the keywords, but follow me on this one. Yesterday, we had cards that were talking about remembering our success and planning for the future, using that as the blueprint for tomorrow, right? Well, today, our theme is saying to believe in ourselves and to have hope for our abilities to carry us into the future. The Seven of Wands, when inverted, it typically implies feeling overwhelmed to the point of giving up, or the inadequacies that we feel when we try to compare ourselves to other people. And the final component of this is the complete dissatisfaction that we're going to have if we give up. So here is where I think this is a tool, how we can shape this to be a tool. Rather than giving up on our own ambitions, how about instead we give up measuring our ambitions by somebody else's accomplishments? How about we stop the fatalistic sense of defeat that comes with seeing other people's highlight reels? Our cards yesterday said straight up to trust ourselves. Today, our star is telling us the same thing. I think what we need to give up is this nonsense idea that if we're not able to keep up with X person or Y person, wherever, that we must be failures. Give up that bullshit and believe in yourself. The obstacle that we have to these fucking very difficult efforts is the same thing that I was just talking about. The inverted three of wands is a card that is a symbol of frustrations for not progressing as quickly as we'd like, or not reaching as high of accomplishment as we would like. So our tool today is to give up our obstacles. No fucking kidding, right? One implication of the inverted three of wands that is important to keep in mind is this card also is a hint to keep an eye on the winds of change. If our plans aren't working as we expected, then it's possible something better may come along. This really does call back to the trust yourself motif of the day. Finally, the advice piece is to remember that we're a part of something greater than ourselves. It's really easy to get caught up in the individualistic nature of a lot of Western societies. But it's important to remember that our actions should be in line with moving the larger unit forward. It's difficult to reach out for help when the direction we're going is not in line with anyone else. But it's people can help us more easily if we're going the same way. You know what I mean? So, there you have it. That's Tuesday, July 30th. Any questions, comments, concerns, or whatever about this reading or this show, whatever the fuck, 833-LUX-PODS. I'd love to hear from you. I will see you tomorrow. Same ooky time, same spooky place.